Okay, today Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 18th parak of Masechta Shabbos. Today we are learning Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel. So it says the Mishnah, Chavilei Kash v'chavilei etzim v'chavilei zradim. If you have bundles of straw or twigs or branches on Shabbos, im hiskin on the machel behema metaltelin osan, that if you set them aside before Shabbos to use them for animal food, then you're allowed to move them on Shabbos. They're not going to be considered muktzah, but v'im lav. But if you didn't set them aside before Shabbos to be used for animal food, then ain metaltelin osan, then you're not allowed to move them on Shabbos, because normally when you're dealing with wood, you would use it to fuel a fire. So they're muktzah because they're meant primarily. The assumption is that they're meant primarily to be used for something that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, so it's going to be muktzah. But if you had designated it specifically to be used for animal food, so that you're allowed to have, that you're allowed to do, to use them for animal food, and therefore it's not going to be considered muktzah. Now, generally speaking, you're not supposed to be mevatel kli mehechano, and create a basis ledavara aser, meaning if you have a kli that is not muktzah, you're not allowed to put it under something that is muktzah, which would then make it a basis l'davra aser, meaning it will then be supporting a muktzah item, which would then make it muktzah and make it, take it out of use for the rest of Shabbos. That's called mevatel kli mehechano. So the Mishnah says, but even so, you're allowed to turn over a basket in front of little chickens, so that their baby chicks, so that they can go up and down to wherever they need to go, and they could use the basket as like a step stool. So even though the chickens are muktzah, but they're only on the basket for like a moment as they're hopping up and down, and therefore it's not really considered to be a basis l'davar aser, because a basis l'davar aser is only if it's meant to remain a basis for some period of time. But this isn't really going to remain a basis for any period of time. Chickens just jump up and down, jump on it and off it right away. Almost as soon as they're on it, they're already off it. So, tarnagola shabarcha, if you have a tarnagolas, you have a chicken that escapes and might get lost, dochnosa achedikane. So you're allowed to push it along until it goes back into the pen or the wherever it is that you keep a tarnagol. So even though it's muktzah, you're allowed to move it in order to protect it in that way. Because normally you're not allowed to be docha an animal either, because you're going to be metaltel it, and that's a violation of tiltel muktza. However, to protect the animal, it's mutter, because that's tzar belichayim, to protect it from getting harmed. Even then, though, you're not allowed to pick it up. You're only allowed to protect it by pushing it, by being docha, because so it would be a real act of muktza if you were to pick it up. So dochna sashatikanes, you could push it along until it goes where it needs to go, to a safe place. Once we're on the topic of moving animals, midadin agolin usyachin v'rshas rabim, you're allowed to make agalin, baby cows, calves, and siachin, our baby donkeys. You're allowed to push them to walk through a rishus rabim. You can hold the animal by the neck or by the sides and push it in such a way so that it walks, because an animal is muktza, so you're only allowed to do that if you're trying to protect it from harming itself or some way. As far as the malacha of being metalt, of being maver dalaram spurshus rabim, that's not an issue either, because you're not the one that's really moving the animal. The animal's walking, you're just sort of encouraging it to walk. What about having a child move in a rishus rabim? Isha medada espana. A woman can encourage her child to walk in a rishus rabim by holding him by the arm and pulling him along. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, emosai bizmanshu not alachas amaniachachas. But that's only if he lifts one foot up and puts it down in front of the other, meaning he's walking and you're just sort of encouraging him and pushing him along. But if the kid is being stubborn and he's not moving his feet at all and you're just grabbing him by the arm and schlepping him along, that's aser, because that's a violation of being maver dalet amos b'rishos harabim. Now, it wouldn't be a violation midaraisa, because midaraisa we assume achai nosei asatzmo, that a living being carries itself, but it would still be nisim midrabanan, that since he's not doing anything to carry himself, and you're just schlepping him along, that would be nisim midrabanan, being mavrid al ramos, berishos harabim. Then Mishnah Gimel. So Mishnah Gimel, the last Mishnah of the 18th parak, talks about a birthing animal and a birthing person on Shabbos. In mialdinus a behema biyomtov, you're not allowed to deliver an animal an animal baby on Yom Tov by pulling the baby out of the womb, because that's considered to be a tirchi yisera avol misadin. But if the animal is in labor, you're allowed to help along in the delivery as it comes out, because that's not going to involve so much tircha. Umialdin as the isha b'Shabbos, you're allowed to help a woman deliver a baby on Shabbos, even by doing whatever it takes to pull the baby out of the womb. V'korin l'chacham makom makom, and if you need to get a midwife there, you can have a midwife travel from one place to another, even beyond the regular tchum Shabbos. Umechalin l'as Shabbos, and go a step further. Forget about tchum Shabbos. You could do chil Shabbos for a woman who's in labor, because we assume that a woman in labor is a chalash yesh basakana, so you're allowed to do whatever you want for a chalash yesh basakana. Any yisur daraisa for a chalash yesh basakana. If she says it's not light enough in the room and she needs more light, you can light a fire in order that people will be able to see. And then the Mishnah talks about a newborn baby. For kosher and esatabur, you're allowed to tie up an umbilical cord of a newborn to shorten it, because otherwise it could get caught in something and it could be a sakana for the kid, but you're not allowed to cut it until after Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi Amarav Chotchin. Rabbi Yossi says, what do you mean? Of course you can cut the umbilical cord on Shabbos. It would normally be a malach of gozes, but Rabbi Yossi says you're allowed to do that on Shabbos, because otherwise it could be a sakana. Someone will pull at it and it will be very harmful. V'kol tzorchei mila osim b'Shabbos. You're also allowed to do whatever needs to be done for a bris mila on Shabbos, and we're going to see soon in Parak Rav Lazar de Mila all the dinim of mila on Shabbos. So this is like the segue into the 19th parak of Masech Shabbos, which is going to be the famous parak of Rav Lazar de Mila. So let's quickly review what we learned today. Mishnah Beis, we learned that if you have bundles of wood or twigs or straw, things like that, if you designated them for animal fodder, they're not muktza, but if they're just stam, we assume that they're fuel for a fire and they are muktza. Then we said, even though there's normally a din of a basis of davar aser, you're allowed to turn over and you're not allowed to be mevatel kli mechano, you're allowed to turn over a basket for afrochin to jump up to something or down to something, because it's only for a short period of time. And then we said, when you have animals that run away, like a chicken that runs away, you can push it along. You're just not allowed to pick it up. And you're allowed to do that even in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and it's not considered that you're being Mavridal Adamus Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, because it's going on its own. So we said, even with a child, you can push the child along by schlepping him by the hand. However, Rabbi Yehuda said, if he's not walking and you're literally dragging him, then it's still going to be an Isra Midrabanan. And in Mishnah Gimel, we said that you're not allowed to birth a behema on Yom Tov, but you can help in the birthing process. Whereas by a person, a woman, you're allowed to actually birth. You can pull the baby out, and you can call a midwife from outside the tchum, and you could be mechal Shabbos midaraisa, and you can tie the umbilical cord. And Rabbi Yossi said, not only can you tie the umbilical cord, you can even cut the umbilical cord. And then the last line in the parak was that kol tzarchei mila osim b'Shabbos. You could do whatever for a bris mila on Shabbos. So Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with the 19th parak of Masechta Shabbos with Mishnayos Aleph and Beis.